He was coming down the stairs so large. He was coming down the stairs so tall. I thought, he is so large, it is the stairs coming down on our heads. Or I thought, in a way, he is still coming up the stairs and we are at the bottom and here he is. I introduced myself and I was looking at his belt buckle, which was crooked. The stairs were behind him, but they could not be seen, so we will never know where he came from or how he got there so big. He is so big, we are in awe of him, but he was always giving large pieces of himself, and we never call him by his name, made short he was so tall. A friend today said he never understood anything he wrote and said, or said, and my wife said, there is an honest man. I said, I understand lots, and lots I don't understand. I looked at his belt where he would have to buckle to be our size, and some of us would have him do that, but not many. Older than Byblos, earlier than Palestine, and possessed of an alphabet before the Greeks, he came down on our heads like buckling stairs. He said hello and said, this must be Angela, but he didn't remember Angela has yellow hair, at least in the poem. The words enter at the eyes and meet their neighbors there and eventually know everyone there, a polis behind the eyes. Hello, he said, neighbor on this other coast. Years later it was true, but it was always true. Old clothes, years later, old clothes, he dressed in all the language we could ever have had. Hello, he said, at the bottom of the stairs where we were. It was startling, though we had heard of the size that was in all the books where the words were.